No, you're right. We're not up to... Yeah, we're up to the Alphabet Base, right. We're up to the Alphabet Base at the top. And Me'atel Nisan Le'ichavun, because we're up to the third line at Alphabet Base. Got to find a place in here. Me'atel Nisan Le'ichavunun. On Nisan, this story about the Tzedokim. The Tzedokim used to cause all sorts of problems with Kiddush Levana. Not Kiddush Levana, that's what we did tonight. With Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh means, of course, they used to come, the reason why they used to do it is because they wanted to make sure, that when possible, that Pesach came out on Shabbos. Because they held that Shavuos should always be on a Sunday. And that way, even the Prushim that year would have Shavuos coincide with the Sunday, because it counts 7 weeks from the day after Pesach. The day after first day Pesach, which would be a Sunday. So, ask Gemara, if that was their vested interest, Me'atel Nisan Le'ikablun, let's not accept them on Nisan, because that's the month that they'll lie about, Al Shai Yarchi Kablunun, on any other month, let's accept them. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boon.
Talking about the verifying of Adam?
What?
Who
the Adam who come and say that they saw the new moon. Yes. So we won't, let's not accept Tzedokim on Nisan, but any other month, Al Shai Yarchi Kablunun, on other months you should accept them. Some Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Iker Kalkloson, mean Adar Havas. They started being Makalkal already from Adar, right? Because they were already anticipating the month before what they could do in order to bring about that next month should be a Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. So says Mara, fine. Me'ata Hidi Kavasoni Kablanun. So now really I think the Girsu here should be Loi Kablanun. Meaning, very simply, when it could come out like they're saying, then we shouldn't accept them, right? Obviously, if Rosh Chodesh, the difference between a Tuesday and a Wednesday makes no difference to them anyway, right? So let's not accept them. Those Nisan and Adors, when we know that they might be playing hanky panky, but other Nisan and Adors, let's accept them. So as more, it's a blank in leisu kavason, and again it should be, I think it should be karida kavason loy kablunun. When it's like them, we shouldn't accept them. In leisu kavason y kablunun, when it's not like when it's not going like them, then why shouldn't we accept them? So as more zuminezu, it's a blank exer, a low pluk. We don't try distinctions. We never accept stoking as witnesses because they are liable to mess us up. Maisa, now here we have very interesting maisa. Maisa shesachu beitusim shnei de sheker. A maisa happened when beitusim, the Sadducees, who are also called beitusim because they were founded by two students of Antigonos ish socho. One was named Tzadok and one was named Beitus. So Thomas said they're called Stokim, and more rarely they're called Beitusim. Maisa shesachu beitusim shnei de sheker. They hired two false witnesses. Loid al chodesh and iskadesh to testify that they saw the new moon. Uboyachad ve'ira dusas, one of the four witnesses came and testified. Va'achlo, and then he left. Uva'achin, and the second false witness came for Amr, and he said, I was going up by Ma'ale Dumim, which is, I assume, practically where we know Ma'ale Dumim was today. Receive, and I saw the moon. Rabut ben shnei sloim, the moon was crouching between two white rocks. Rosho delmel egel, its head looked like a calf. Oznav domos agdi, the moon's ears look like a goat's. Receive, I saw it. Venifhalti, and I got frightened. Venirtalti lachorai, and I jumped backwards. Varei masayim zuz, and lo and behold, I have 200 zuz kshurim bafundasi tied into my wallet. So they knew that he was trying to tell them that it's all a hoax. You know, just like the moon has no ears and doesn't look like, you know, these animals, and I have 200 zoos, you know, obviously I was hired to come and testify falsely. Amrlo, so they said to him, Harei Masayim zoos and Sulim Lucham Matana. Keep the 200 zoos, Hefker based in Hefker, we allow you to keep that money even though you didn't earn it because you didn't testify falsely. However, and those who sent you, they'll come and we will flog them. But I'm asking you a question. I told Lamech Nas Atchol Misap. He almost got the big dead danger, right? We found you out, we would have been really rotten with you, right? So why'd you get into this danger, into this into this dangerous situation. So Armelo, so they said, Armelanzo, he said, Reisi, Oroisi, Osam, Mivakshim, Matos, Chachomim, I saw they want to lead you astray. Amarti, Mutsav, Sheel, Chani, better that I should be involved, even though it looks bad for me. Venodil, Chachomim, and I will notify the Chachomim what's going on, so you'll know that the Tzdokim are out to trip you guys up. Okay? Now, new issue. Umakil Kulava Tamon. It says in the Mishnah that the three, they used to make torches to illuminate, from the place where the Sanhedrin sat in Eretz Yisrael. The entire goal is to know when Rosh Chodesh was set. They used to make torches. And then it says there was a kilkul, so they couldn't anymore. Stuff got ruined. Ma kilkul avas tamon. What happened there? Da'ava ilin masrin yom dein. There were those who were putting it up one day, and the next day, Vili Masi Lamacha, the Tzdokim would put up the next day torches, Vahayu Soivrim, the goal was thought, Shinimuchu Basin, and Basin changed their mind, and they decided to make a leap month, Vahim Skalkin, and that way they would be one day off in their Cheshman. Mipi tells the Masuos, who canceled the sign by the torches, Rebbe Bitel Samatsuos, Rebbe canceled the torches, and he did two other things. Vihiti Rotseach, he said that a murderer, that according to the Korban 80, allowed a murderer who murdered people without witnesses, meaning he was a murderer, but we couldn't convict him, to serve as an aide for Kiddush HaChodesh. He actually allowed him with, like, they were desperate, obviously, in those days. And according to the Korban Tumei Moshe, it was somewhat less dramatic, but the same idea. He allowed a murderer to serve as an emissary to the Golus to let people know that Kiddush HaChodesh had taken place. Besides that, one other thing is Vitir Ein Mipiyeh, he allowed testimony from another witness who had heard secondhand about the moon. In other words, he allowed them to as long as he knew that the new moon occurred, based on his cheshbon, he accepted testimony secondhand, hearsay evidence. And once the new moon was seen, even though they couldn't be Makadish until the next morning, because Basin doesn't sit in session until the next day, he allowed the Shluchim Rei to go out the night before, because he's Kaddish. The assumption was that the next morning, of course, they would sit in judgment and say Makudish, Makudish. Omer Rabbi Avaravo said, Afagab to Omerat, Bituleta Esamasulos, even though you say they canceled the torches, Lo Baklu Miyam Tferia, they were not canceled from around the Kinneret, because around the Kinneret there are not enough Jewish communities of Rumiyin that if they, let's say, in Tveria, they put the torches, so all around the Kinneret people would know these are bona fide torches. Okay? Rabbi Zirabo, Kum Rabbi Avo, Ilin de Chamion, Tzfas. Now, those who see, literally, this means those who see in Tzfas, but I can't accept that, because nowhere in Talmud that I am aware of, Bavli or Yerushalmi, now, I need to say I don't know them all by heart, but I don't remember ever coming across the town of Tzfas anywhere in Bavli Yerushalmi. I don't think Tzfas existed at that time. It might have been a Roman fort, but now there was certainly no Jewish settlement. Sipori was a big Jewish settlement, but not Tzfas. There was no Meroni, maybe, but not Tzfas. So I think, you know what's going on here? I think that what happened is, this is like a Mashbiach type interpretation. I think that some later scribe who was writing over the Ushami wanted to put a translation of the word Chamion. And Chamion means to see. So he put in the word Tzofa, or Tzvas, because the word Tzofa means to see, or to scout, or to discern the difference. The Hebrew word for scouts is Tzofim. So I think that that's what he actually put in. So it means it's really repetitious. Elin de Chamion, i.e., the Tzfas, the people who are Tzofer, right? The people who see Ma'al di Asfer. Or if they still see, if they see that in the Yam Tveria, they're using torches. So those who see at distance, can they also raise torches, you know, to indicate that it's going on, even though Rebbe canceled the torches? Says Marmalay, he said, I understand what you're trying, what for? Rebbe beat to Il Samasus, Tzofa Slama Maspo. If the Rebbe canceled torches, somebody who sees it, why should he take it, right? Well, why bother, right? So the person's tzoyfe, why should take it up? It doesn't do any good. So it says, Ma'al begimo da'adin and yadin. In order to tell people that they know, the Korban Eda says that they're happy. So they want to pick up torches to let everybody know, gevaldig, it's Rosh Chodesh. So even though nobody's going to trust them further down the line, because it was only around the Kinneret that people actually trusted the torches, nevertheless, maybe they want to take up torches just for the fun of it. And that's the question, whether they're allowed to do it. Okay? So in any event, we don't answer that, because not at all luckily irrelevant anyway. It says more, emissi and leilis mana el leili iburo. You do not raise the torches at the evening before, meaning the third. Let's say it's going to be the month before is 29 days. So Rosh Chodesh is on what would have been the 30th day. You don't do it on the 30th at night. You never do it on the 30th at night because it's not Rosh Chodesh, because it faces in judgment the next day, right? So you don't do it that night. Amosim Ela Leili Buro. The night before the 31st day, right? Which would be the Rosh Chodesh, if it was a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, right? If it was the month of 30 days, but then people who saw would know that the Rosh Chodesh had been the day before. Right, so when they put on the torches on the 30th eve of the 31st day, they know that Rosh Chodesh had been the day before. Right, leilzmana emasi mipnei yontif. Now it says more. Why is this? This is the reason why they never do it on time, meaning on the day, on the evening before Rosh Chodesh, even if they know the next day will be Rosh Chodesh, is because of Rosh Hashanah. Because you can never do the torches on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, because it's Rosh Hashanah, right? So therefore you put off to the second night, right? Avomasiyan Leli Buro. But you would do it on the next night, okay? That we would do. And of course this stems from the dates. Days when Rosh Hashanah only had one day, or if it had 2 days, those 2 days were the last day of Elul and the first day of Tishrei. Now our 2 days of Rosh Chodesh are Rosh Hashanah, are the first 2 days of Tishrei. But in the old days, before the calendar was formalized, those 2 days would be the 30th and the 1st, right? So that's why we would do it this way. Says Gemara, Ein Mesin El Al Chodashim Am Yushavim. You also only do this on the months which are Yushavim Bizmanon, which are set up at their time. Mibnei Yontif Shechal Yis Be'erev Shabbos. It's because the Yontif which comes on an Erev Shabbos. This is a bit of a complicated piece. Let's see Ibn Moshe here. At the top of the page on the outer margin, the left hand margin, Hamsham is Manan Shehukbu B'yom Lamed. You'll do it on months where Rosh Chodesh is set up on the 30th day. Mibnei Yontif V'chulei Klomar Mishum Chodesh Chaser Shechal Yis Be'erev Shabbos. Let's say sometimes what's going to happen is a 29 day month will come out to end on Erev Shabbos. V'yontif Rosh Hashanah hu be'erev Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah will be an Erev Shabbos. Now that can't happen nowadays. Rosh Hashanah cannot come out on Fridays anymore. What's about that? Rosh Hashanah could come out on Fridays, right? And Zelbus Manche, and that's what he says. Zelbus Manche, you Makachi up here, Ria. That's when they used to sanctify the new moon based on what they saw. And therefore, the Efshad, the Mikla Kane could come out like that. If in Kane Belelitz Mano that year, at its time, Iyav Shar Shu Yontif. I can't do it on Friday night, on Thursday night, excuse me, which is the eve of Rosh Hashanah, which is the eve of the first day of Tishrei, because it's Rosh Hashanah, right? Kilel, Chem Bleli Buron, so to Friday night, Shemutzah Yontif, Iyav Shar Nekov Shabbos, can't do it on Shabbos. Shema Tomar, so that's what it says here, that if you're going to take such a year, Klomar, the Hashtu Loicholim Losiel Motzah Shabbos. The only time you could do it is Motzoi Shabbos, Shubiyom Lamed Alfler, which is the 31st day at night. If you're going to say that you always do it, to do the torches, both on a full month, on a short month, and on a full month, in other words, when the torch comes after a short or a full month, if that's the case, people are going to make a mistake. People are going to think that maybe Beis Din made Elul an extra day. V'nimtzu shem miskalkin, they're going to get ruined in their cheshbon. L'fichach avdinan achoser li oilam. That's what you always do on a short month, v'lo amole, not on a full month. And now you don't have to be worried about anything because the preach from Mishnah like explain the Mishnah. Again, saying it outside. If you're going to do on every month, so when Rosh Hashanah is immediately followed by Shabbos, so they're not going to know when Rosh Chodesh was. Because for two nights they can't do it, right? They can't do it for the right night and they can't do it for the next. They can't do the night before, they can't do the night after, they have to be two nights later, which is going to totally upset the cheshbon of Chutz Laretz, right? So that. What? The Rosh Hashanah came out on Shabbos. Yeah, but if it comes on Friday, that's the problem. You can't do anything, right? So therefore they made a takana that, you know what, in order to prevent all these issues from happening, we're only going to put up torches when it's a Chodesh Chaser. When Rosh Chodesh comes out on what would have elsewise been the 30th day. And that way people know whenever they see a torch, that means that there was a short month beforehand. Whenever they don't see a torch, they'll assume it's a long month. That's how it's going to work. All right? In order not to have cheshbonis, when I see a torch, I don't know what night it is. Is it the first night or the second night? Now, any other month of the year wouldn't bother us so much because no yontif would just contingent on it. But obviously, the first Rosh Hashanah would be a very big problem, so therefore, we left it as is. Okay, Ketzri Masim Masulis. How would they make these torches? V'include social areas. They used to bring cedar poles, arukin, which are very long, v'kanin v'atzi shemen, and they would bring twigs and fat wood, and orish apishton, and sawdust of flax, you know, like fine fluff of flax, v'korach v'mshicha, and you would wrap them with a rope, you know, so it would be like a giant torch. And you go to the top mountain of Meitzah by the Seor, and you would ignite it. Maybe, and you would bring the torch back and forth like this, Malu Morin, up and down. Until you see a friend who hit. But Shahar Hashani to this in the second mountain. The Chaim Baruch Shahar Shlishi so to the third mountain. Where were these torches? Mehar Amishcha from Har Amishcha. Lisartaba to Sartaba. Misartaba Garifina. And from Garifina to Chavron. Mechavron to Beis Balti. Beis Balti, which is on the border, was also they would not move. Elamolichu maybe Malamor, you go up and down and across. Achuroe, Kola, O, Golo, Lefonov, Kimadura Station, so the entire Golos in front of you was a fire like a furnace because everybody saw sign from Beis Balti. Mal atishemen, oil wood or fatty wood, dadnit. Rabbi said, Kodin maknaza, makzana, another name for the same thing. Now, on Rabbi Zero said, why do they go up and down and across? Lo yusarmin du kogum, so people shouldn't think it's a star. On Rabbi Yosef says, you know what? Chamina kogum solik v'nachis. I've seen stars going up and down. Chamina kogum azavasi. I've seen stars going across. But in our mission said, you go up and down and across. And that's how people know it's not a star. Because you have stars going vertically, horizontally, but not vertically and horizontally. Tani, we learned Bahari Mikvar Ugidor. This place of Beis Baltin, the last place was a place near Bahari Mikvar and Gedor, wherever that is. Amravun Ravasar Katsakin Luhoacha, when I came up to El Tisrael, Sakin Rosh Beis Baltin, I went up to the top of Beis Baltin, Vavin Chamia Vavin Chamina Chamion declared the Bavel Kielin Chagaya, and I saw that the palm trees in Bavel look like little twigs. Now, I have a problem with this. I don't know where this mountain is. Maybe it's the Hermon, and maybe from the Hermon you can see Bavel, but I doubt it. It's pretty far away. So I think he means that there's a type of palm tree which is very tall, which is the Klaya Bavlaya. And he saw them from the top of whatever this mountain was, Beis Baltin, and they look very small. So I see that Beis Baltin, by Israeli standards, at least, is a very high mountain. Okay? There was a great courtyard in Yerushalayim. Ubeis Yazek, Koisoni Kreis, it was called Beis Yazek. Ulusham Koinim is Katsu, that's where all the witnesses gathered before they gave testimony. Based in Baikimosarsham, based in would check them out there. Usudas Gdoilusayasilam, they would make them great feasts. Should be shvil shurim lavon, or that they should accustom them to come. Now we also made them special kulas in halacha. For Yishayin loyus zazim yisham kol hayom. Originally, the people who came to the court were stuck there all day because you came in chutz l'tchum. The law is you come from outside tchum Shabbos. You're stuck wherever you find yourself, and Shabbos can't move at all. So they'd be stuck there all day. So Rabbi Gamliel made a takona. It was cool in the old days. You know, the rabbis, they could make takona still and cancel the rabbonot. So he canceled this and the rabbonot of Tchum, and he said they could go 2,000 amos any direction. Not just them. Anybody who comes for a specific altruistic reason has 2,000 amos to wherever they are, even though they've exceeded their original Tchum Shabbos. For example, a widow who comes to help give birth, somebody helps come to save from fire, and we have a guy, some bandits, and that pulls from avalanches. Like the city and the people where they came, and they have 2,000 amas in all directions. I should mention that this is part of the heter of a doctor to go home on Shabbos once he goes to the hospital. The thing is that there are some people who say that some poskim who say they need a doctor to even do an issa d'oraisa to get home on Shabbos, right? Because but the thing, it's very difficult to say because here it's only issa d'rabbana, right? We allow him to go back home to 2,000 amos, whatever they are, even though he shouldn't have 2,000 amos. We don't have to go 2,000 amos as if he's a member of the city in which he is, but it's only issa d'rabbana. Very hard to extrapolate from this to this to the Raisa, but there are those who try and do so. Oh, okay. Mao Beis Yazek, what's Beis Yazek where this courtyard was? Shoshami Oskis Aloch, that's where they strengthened Alocha, or clarified Alocha, I should say. Moshe Atamar, like it says, but as Keo Vaisakleu, he clarified Alocha, they removed the stones. So that means they clarified and drew out the proper Alocha. But originally they wouldn't move from there at all. So then they changed their status and made it like a kli which comes from outside the tchum after dark falls. You can carry it within 4 amos. Then they made it kikelim shishavsu b'chotzer, like kelim which spend time in a courtyard. Which can be carried in the courtyard. The Rav Gamliel finally came. The Rav Gamliel Zon came. He had 2,000 amos all directions. So to somebody comes to do bris mila gets 2,000 amos in all directions. We don't pass that way. My sister Rabbi Lezer, our mission is like Rabbi Lezer. There are this price like Rabbi Lezer. The same time we learned there for Odomar Rabbi Lezer, Korsim Eitzim Lassos Pchomim Lassos Barzo. You can cut down trees to make coal and to make metal for a mila knife on Shabbos. So the same thing, you can walk beyond the tchum and walk back beyond the tchum. We pasuk the boil is not allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to get to the mila because we pasuk machshir mila don't push up Shabbos. That's the furthest your father-in-law ever walked to do a bris. Yeah. So he walks far. Yeah. Okay. Tchum, everything is the same tchum, yeah. Okay. Ketzer Bodki Mesedim. How do you check the witnesses? The Zug Shabbat Rishon, the first group which comes, Machni Bodkim Oso Rishon, you check them first. Machni Sisa Golishbam, you take in the greatest of the witnesses. Vaimelon, they say, Emma Ketzer Rishon Halavonim, where did you see the sun? The moon, sorry. Was it before, in front of the moon or behind the moon? Now, in front of the sun or behind the sun? Now, the trick is like this. Let's see if you can figure this out. You have to be an astronomer for this, which immediately disqualifies all of us. Maybe you know astronomy. Does the curvature of the moon face away from the sun or towards the sun?
The curvature of the moon?
Yeah, when the moon is like, you know, half full, a quarter moon, the points.
Oh, when it's a quarter.
Yeah, the cow jumped over the moon.
Oh, Well, the part that's illuminated is facing toward, the rest of them is facing away.
Which part is that right?
Yeah.
So the actually, the points of the moon are away from the sun.
Right.
Do you understand why that is?
Yeah, of course not.
Because
the light, if you put a light bulb in the back of it, it'll light that little piece in the front part of the moon. So the point.
Well, I would explain it somewhat differently, but if there's the light source over here, right, and you have a ball over here, what part of the ball is going to be illuminated?
This
is the sun, right? This is the moon.
Yeah.
Which part of the moon is going to be illuminated?
No.
No, the front, the side facing.
The side part. So,
right.
So it's going to be so the moon is going to be facing the sun, right?
Right.
So to speak, the points of the moon are going to be away from the sun, right? And the curvature is going to be towards the sun.
Right.
So if the Adim mess up on that, that's it. They're puzzle Adim. They have to be able to tell where the sun set and know, or where the sun is rising and know how the moon is pointing relative to how the sun is illuminating it. You see that? Of course we wouldn't think of that, right? What do we know, right? Well, we know the moon is made out of blue cheese, right? But the thing is that's what the Adim has to testify, right? So one of them is Lifnei HaChama, and one is La'achar HaChama. I forget which is which, but the Lifnei HaChama, I think, means towards the moon, towards the sun, which is the right way. Well, it's Fono the Droma. Was it north of the sun or south of the sun? Now, this is a toughie. In the winter, is the moon to the north of the sun or south of the sun?
Winter
or summer makes a difference.
Let's see.
In the winter, the sun follows and travels in what part of the sky?
Let's see. It's kind of short, so it must travel in the south part.
It travels in the south part of the sky because in the southern hemisphere has summer, right? And we have winter. So the moon is going to be to the north of the sun. Whereas in the winter it's going to be the exact, in the summer it's going to be the exact opposite. The sun is in the northern, towards the northern hemisphere, right? So therefore the moon is going to be south of the sun. Okay? Okay, so Kamugava, how high was it when he saw it? Laina Noteya, and to what direction was it inclined going? The Kamaisarukhavan, how wide was it? Imam Alifne Achama. If he said, Lifnei HaChama lo amar klum. Oh, you know what? I made a mistake. Lifnei HaChama lo amar klum is something else. I apologize. I said Lifnei HaChama la'achar HaChama is which way the point, which way the moon was facing. That's the Gemara's conclusion, but the Havamina is not like that. The Havamina of the Gemara is that it means, did you see it before the sun or after the sun? Which of course is absolute, which of course the Gemara is going to say, of course you only see it after the sun sets, right? You don't see it in midday. Sunday you can see the moon in midday, but not at beginning or end of the month. Because the moon would be very faint then, so you really couldn't see it in the beginning of the month. Okay, by a full moon you can, right. So he said, I saw it before the sun went down, lo amar klum. Took in the second one, both came, so they've checked him. If their statement took, their statement, you know, meshed, then when it's sink, Eidus Lachem is valid. V'shav kol zugo sholim osom shar to Eidus Rosh Hadvarim, and the other sets which came, he asked them general questions, shlo yetzu pachei nefesh, or they shouldn't go out depressed, shul shu regim love, in order to be accustomed to come. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Meir Zeh, afilu toishu b'toyin, in the toy b'dova hazeh. Even if somebody makes great mistakes, doesn't make such a stupid mistakes, Lifnei HaChama la'achar, did you see the sun in midday? Did you see the moon in midday or not? That would be stupid. Lo tzorcha da ella. That's not a question we ask. Rather, we ask, p'kimos Lifnei HaChama, p'kimos la'achar chama. We ask, which way was the bite, you know, out of the moon? Was the bite taken out of the moon towards the sun or away from the sun? Of course, it has to be that it's away from the sun. Tiny back up, we learned. Taite Lifnei HaChama. These two things. Lifnei HaChama la'achama means we ask whether the chunk is missing from the moon, was that towards the moon or towards the sun or behind the sun? Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Ksiv Hamshel Upachat Imo. rule and governance, I should say, and fear are with God. Also shown in Rome, if he makes peace in heavens. What do we say? We Titus me omer shel chamo lora sapki maser shel levona. The sun, the moon, of course, is embarrassed to show its dark side to the sun, right? So therefore, the sun never saw the dark side of the moon, which, of course, is astronomically correct. And he's giving, and saying it allegorically, right? Tanya, you understand what that is?
Yeah,
because the dark, as you said before, the light side of the moon is always vis-a-vis the sun.
Well, we only see one side of the moon, we never see the backside.
What? No, but he means that he means that when we have a crescent moon.
Okay.
What does it mean? The rakia, the space, of course, made out of water, right? The mayim elyonim, and the stars are made out of fire. They adorn zanze, they live with each other. Ve'enam azikim zeze, do not damage each other. Ve'enam ozer shalom b'imraimov. Omar Rabbi Avon Rabbi said, "Hamalach Atmo, a Malach himself is obviously a very profound mystical statement, but we don't have time to get into that now. The Malach himself is Chet Yomayim, half water, the Chet Yoesh and half fire. He's be Chamesh Kapin and has five aspects. His body is like the precious stone called Tarshish. Upon him Kamar Barak, its face is like lightning. Vayner Klapidei Esh and its eyes are like torches." Rabbi Levi said another thing about Osir Shom Rav. Lolam Leitz Mazal Chaza Chame Mad Kumui. This is no mazel, no consolation sees the one in front of it. El Kulan Salkin, or they all go across Kilan the Salkin Basuma Pil Puch, like those who go on a horizontal ladder, meaning that it's like a. The mazolos never get close to each other. They're constantly going on a like a conveyor belt. He doesn't call it conveyor belts, like going on a ladder, meaning that all the rungs are constantly the same distance apart from each other. So the constellations, wherever they appear in the sky, they're equidistant apart from each other. Each has its own space, personal space. So that's how there's no fighting among them, right? Now the world has 365 windows. Now if you call the sheet of the Ushami, is that the sun at night goes behind the dome, right? So it comes in the morning, goes out at night through a dome, through a window, right? The window's in the dome. So there are 365 windows, because every day the sun rises and sets somewhere else. Right, slightly different. Right, the angle is always different, going back and forth. Let's see what he says. 182 on the east, 182 on the west. One window in the middle of the dome. Shemani yatsim tchis ma'atabedus, to which the sun came when it was created. It was hung at midday, in the middle of the sky. Okay. Says the Gemara, Mashachah Malach Shlosh Miyom, that which the sun went goes in 30 days. Halavona Malach Shneim Miyomech, the moon goes in 2.5 days. Or it's going to go the entire year. Mashachah Malach Shneim Chodesh, but the sun goes in 2 years, two months. Halavona Malach Shneim Miyom, the moon goes in 5 days. Mashachah Malach Shneim Chodesh, that which the sun goes in 3 months. Halavona Malach Shneim Miyom, the moon goes in 7 days. Umechza and a half. Mashachah Malach Shishu Chodosh, now which the sun goes in 6 months. Halavona Malach Chamisha Soryoim, the moon goes in 15 days. Mashachah Malach Shneimasal Chodesh, that which the sun goes in 12 months. Halavona Malach Shloshim Yom, the moon goes in 30 days, because the moon has a 30-day cycle and the sun has a 12-month cycle. Right? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe said, "Leis Kan Shura, you don't have the right chair." Philip, pardon me, kind of, it's a little bit less than that. How long does it take for the moon actually to circumnavigate the earth? Kati av tashtzag. 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakim. That's the exact shear of the lunar cycle every month. Okay? Tani. Did you know that? Tani. Mir Bashash. I always found a little halachic astronomy fascinating. I guess you don't share a fascination. Tani Nir Vashash. By who? Which book?
It's called Astronomical Tables of the Ramah.
It's text. He describes how the
book is called Astronomical Tables of the Ramah. I ordered the book. I have the book. It's not because I was a mistake. I was told that the book title was Astrological Tables of the Ramah.
I'm curious about that. Sorry. Tani, there's a chumra, as you may or may not know, there's a chumra not to make Kiddush Levana when you're wearing glasses. So we're all not Yotze tonight. Why is that? Because Tani learned nearby Shosh, if you see the moon through glass, Ramayim, or through water, and me eating the love, you can't testify on it. Has to be direct sight. I'm Rechir Rechir said, Roa so yeti mi anan ze. If you see it coming out of one cloud, going into another cloud, meaning love, you can testify about it. The Rabbi Chanina, like Rabbi Chanina's maisa, ozil ein tav. He went to ein tav lemimna to engage in making the Rosh Chodesh. Vavambira menu unan, and it was a cloudy day. Armei said, kadun armei. Now people say, Man notil avira, how clear is the air? The inside of this old man, he was saying that people are going to be sarcastic. They say, all right, Chanina went to make Kiddush HaKodesh, and lo and behold, the day was cloudy. And they would say sarcastically, oh, yeah, he had a really clear day. So Hikdiach lo Kosh Baruch Hu kikvara. So Kosh Baruch Hu made Rachmonas and made the sky like a sieve, v'nir mitocha, and the moon could be seen. Rabbi Chia Rabba, another interesting man, Chia the Elder, Hilach Orosh Yoshin Arba Mil. He went one evening by the light of the old moon for 4 mil, which is a sizable amount of time. So Rabbi Avun, Mishtai Aleit, when he was walking there, Rabbi Avun, Mishtai Aleit Tsarin, Rabbi Avun threw clumps of dirt at it. Varma said, Lukula Tavis Bnei Morich Baramshar. I forgot what all the words here means. Maybe it's Lukula, maybe it's Luchu or Lech Lo Tavis Bnei Morich. Do not, it should be Lech Lo Savis Bnei Marach. Go and don't embarrass the children of your Creator. Why? Because Baram Shonam Boim Tischame Mikah. At night, tonight, and that night they wanted to see her, the moon on the other side, to be Mekadosh the Chodesh, as the new moon. Yet now the night before they're seeing it in the position of its own moon. So get out, go away, and come back again tonight as the new moon. So Isbulamin Koma, so the moon god disappeared from before him and reappeared as a new moon that night. Okay, Litzvon Ladroma. On the north or on the south. East Tainitani to Litzvon Ladvarakim. Some say if you saw in the north it works. East Tainitani to Dromaka Ladvarakim. Some say if you saw in the south it works. Mandamar Litzvon Ladvarakim, saw in the north it works. Mean Tevisat Tammuz, that's in the winter. No. Yeah, Tevisat Tammuz is in the winter. Right when it should be north of the sun, because the sun is in the southern sky. Ma'alamalu Drumi says in the south of our Kermit, Thomas Artavis says it's in the summer, when the sun is in the north, so the moon should be in the southern sky. Kamo Yogavo, how high was the moon? So Mermolimo there, because once it was one story high. Mbutzelmer Bolish Te Mardim, and Yos says it's two stories high. East Tani, those weren't for Kayami, we will accept them. East Tani, those who said ain't for Kayami. We don't accept them. Man, my friend Kayami, he says that we accept them. Binun Da'avun Kayami, Chame El Chamra, this way, looking from different perspectives. One's looking from up, one's looking from down. So one sees it two stories high, one sees it one story high, because of the different perspectives. Man, my ain't for Kayami, says we don't accept them, is Bahavu, Da'avu Shnei Kayami, and Shavai, they're both on the same level, so therefore there's too much of a discrepancy between their two perspectives. They don't accept it. Kamei Arachav, how wide was the moon? Kishura v'yesim kishura, like the shear that it properly should be, or more than its shear. V'mamar lifnei achamul amar klum. And again, as he said, if you said it was before the sun, it means nothing. Okay. Rosh Beis Amar Makudosh, the head of the basin, says it was consecrated to the moon. Ham oni makra mekudesh mekudesh. They all say after him mekudesh mekudesh. Mention near bezmano. Where it's in the proper time, mention near bezamo is seen too late. Mekachir so your mekachir. Blazer talking about low near bezmano. The only time you say mekudesh mekudesh is on the 30th day. However, in Loni Rebbezah was seen on the 31st day, and Mekachma, so you got Mekachma, Chukvar, 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 it's not your act anymore. I think moon, the new Rosh Chodesh can be no later than the 31st day, so you're not doing anything anymore. Tani, we learned Rabbi Shimon by Chayomer. Excuse me. Vikidashtem, sanctify the 50th year, Shani Mekachma, sanctify years, and Mekachma, Chodesh, not Rosh Chodesh. He argues in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says you consecrate Rosh Chodesh, he says you don't. Aye, but in Rosh Beis, you know, man, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, what does he do with our Mishnah? It does say a Mishnah, it says Mekudosh, he doesn't argue in our Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, he does. He says our Mishnah's lab dafka, Mal Mekudosh, Mekuyim. Doesn't mean we consecrate it, it means we sustain it. Kani, we learn the Kiddush HaChodesh to be Mekadosh HaChodesh, it's considered to be like monetary matter, Maschil Min HaGadol, so the greatest judge in the court goes first. To do Mekudah Kiddush HaShona, right, to add a year to add a month year, we'll see in a minute actually. Amar Chia Rav Chia said Rav Ada Masnisa Amar Kain. Ravada Shana for making a leap year, Maschimin Atzai start from the youngest in the court. Because like Dean of Fashos, we always start from the youngest. So it won't be too embarrassed to say it's being later on. Omer Ravzir said, Vain based the Lurad, the last based in the basin before us. Lonagi and Kane, they didn't have the custom. Lo Shmiya, they did not hear. Dom Rabbi Chia Bar Mario, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Yechadon. The Kiddush HaKodesh Matzchim Min HaGadol for the new moon you start from the grace of the court. Libra Shana for the new for leap year Matzchim Min HaTzai start from the bottom. For Nicholas Rabbi Yochanan once about time years ago Rabbi Yochanan came obviously in the court of Rabbeinu HaKodesh for Yochanan Shemen. He was the youngest among them. Amar Lo, so he said to him, Amar Rei Shana Mekudesh, say the year is sanctified, meaning let's add a month Bibura with an extra month. Amar, so he said Harei. Now the way the Amarei Shana Mekudesh is Bibur, now the Mecha Maimed's words show Sifu Loch HaChomim. He added the words not just Ibura, leap month, but also the word that HaChomim added to it. Rabbi Yehuda said, it said, Re'ei Loshon, see the language Limdona Benen Apoch, that the son of the blacksmith taught us, meaning Rabbi Yochanan taught us, the language has to be different than they said. Ilumar Bibura, if he would have said just kind of, if he would have just said God, just add on the Ibor Ha'isimer Elu Elialf Yom Shachamo Yodev Shachamo Devas Alavona B'Chol Shana. I would have thought you can make a leap month of 11 days, because that's the catcher ball that a Jewish year has to play to a non-Jewish year, right? Because a Jewish year has 354 days, a non-Jewish year has 365 days. So had he just said Hakshanam Kudesh Pibur, I would have said he's adding on 11 days. I know he's adding on a whole month. Shukel shows because he said Eli Bibur Shil Sifu Lo Chachomim. He said we're adding on the Ibur Chachomim at it, and that Shloshim Yom Vibrua, and that's how they did it. They started from the side, meaning from the youngest in the court. Rabbi Yaakov Baruch Rabbi Asher Yochanan said Ibur Hochin Achar Minui. If you want to participate in making leap year, you have to be invited. The Beis Avad, if you want to participate in making Rosh Chodesh, which is done in the Beis Avad and the Beis Hamedrash, then Ochim Acharoga, whoever is accustomed to go can go. For that purpose, you don't have to be invited. As long as everybody fulfills the proper place which they always fulfill, meaning it's like a regular court proceeding, it doesn't need special invitation. Okay, so what's an example of that? Rabbi Chanina Pasach, there is a certain base in the time of the early late Tanoim, early Amoraim, where Rabbi Chanina was the first one to speak because he was the greatest. Rabbi Yoich and Rabbi Shimon Lagash Chosmi, they were the ones who signed off the liberations. Another case. Another court, Rabbi Bo Bar Zavta Pasach, he began the liberations. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Amichatz Mun, they would sign off the liberations. Rabbi Chagai Pasach, another court, Rabbi Chagai would begin. Rabbi Yen, Rabbi Elsi Chatzmin, they would sign off the liberations. Kahana Ismine Kadmoy Min Rabbi Yechon. Now here's an interesting maysa. Kahana, you know, Kahana in the Bavli is called Rav Kahana. I just realized this preparing. He's called Rav Kahana, but in the Yushami is always called Kahana. You know why? Because his smicha wasn't recognized in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, really?
Because he had Babylonian smicha, which is called Rav. When Eretz Yisrael, the only smicha they had is Rabbi. Who, Rav Kahana?
Yeah,
it comes up all over Shas.
Yeah.
No, Rav is the one. No, the one who actually first one get Babylonian smicha was Rav, but he was called Rav. Even in the Yerushalmi is an honorific, you know, because like he was a chosh v'yid. But the rest of the Babylonian Amoraim, they weren't goreis through smicha because they didn't get real smicha. They got yori yori. Okay, so Rav Kahana was appointed to the court. Yismani Karmin Rabbi Yaakov Baracha before Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Nevertheless, all Rabbi Yaakov Baracha Kadmoy Minei Libur. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha went in before him to be Ma'abra the Chodesh Zachutzpah. Omer Achin Mar the Shmaita. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha was the one who said he always go in the proper order by seniority, and he was the one who said this over. Lo Mekayim Lo, he himself didn't fulfill it. Rabbi another Ma'isa with Rabbi Khan. Rabbi Chia Bar Boha V'Koy Matli. Chia Bar was Davni. So all Rabbi Kahana, Rav Kahana came in, Makamli Matzli Min Achori, and started davening behind him. As you know, that loch is somebody's dying behind you. Generally speaking, you're not allowed to go. You leave your spot. You have to remain there. Min the Chasar Rabbi Chia Bar Bo Mitzlosir and Chia Bar Bo finished davening. Yosef Lehi, he had to stand there. Lo Ma'abrako, he sat in place. Lo Ma'abrako Mi Rabbi Kahana, so he wouldn't want to walk in front of Rav Kahana. Was davening behind him. Rav Kahana. Mark Bitsuse and Rav Kahana Tavim Lok Shmon Esrei. In the Chasar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana was finished. You hear it says Rav Kahana. So once Rav Kahana was finished, Amalis said, "Hachin atu nogin gabechon. This is your custom in Bavel. Mitzari in Rav Revonechon. You cause anguish to your greats." Now the truth is, the Taka was the meaning of Bavel. Well, he was mocking him, you know. And in Bavel, they chutzpidek. What are you dabbing behind me and not letting me go? So Amalis said, "Rebbe." Said, please be Moichel me. Honor me the base Eli. I'm from the house of Eli. Uksivan, it says how the base Eli, in Miskaper Avon base Eli, Bezevachu Min Charolam, the Avera of the house of Eli will never be atoned with any Korbanos forever. Bezevachu Min Charolam, Miskaper, not with Korbanos, Avo, Bitfila, Miskaper, Bitfila. But he gets Miskaper and Davening, so everybody Daven along Shmon Esrei to try and achieve Kapora. Bitzalia, Love, so Rav Kahana heard it, when Rav Chia Rabbi heard this, he davened for him. The Zochel Mesa of Rav Kahana was Zochel to become an old man. Adis Avadun to Frui some Kun until his fingernails became red. God and Dakako like a young baby, which I guess is a sign of old age. And he lived happily ever after, and we will finish on that high note this evening.